If you've been online lately, you've probably seen this viral clip of the Aura Farming Boat Kid. It's a clip of an Indonesian boat race, a traditional Indonesian boat race, and one of these young boys is on the front of the boat and doing all these dance moves, and it's caught the attention of millions of people all over the world on social media. Now, when I first saw this clip, I noticed the amount of balance he puts into this and the true amount of balance he needs to dance in front of a boat. Now, how does the human balance system even work? And how are humans able to balance? Well, I did a lot of research on it, and in this episode, I'm going to tell you about the human balance system and all the parts of the bodies and all the organs in your body that help you balance. It's a lot more than it seems, so let's get right into the science. Let's go! Okay, let me take off these glasses. Okay, there we go. Alright, so what are different parts of the human balance system? Well, they are a few parts, and we'll break down each of them individually. So there's the visual, the proprioceptive, the vestibular, the brainstem, the cerebellum, and the cerebral cortex. Let's break down each of them right now. Okay, first of all, you have the visual system. These are just your eyes and the nerves that are going behind your eyes, and the optic nerves and all of that grouped together is what's called the visual system. And the visual input is very, very important because it tells you the space around you, and it sends all this information straight to your brain so you know the place around you and the place where you need a balance. Next is the proprioceptive input. This is all your muscles and tendons and all the sensors that are in your muscles and tendons and all the nerves that are there. These are able to position your legs and feet and tell you how much stretch and how much tension is in your muscles, and that's also very, very important to balancing yourself. Next is the vestibular input. The vestibular is a group of organs in your inner ear, and these organs basically tell you how your head is positioned relative to the rest of your body and what direction you're facing and how your head is moving as you're trying to balance. Let's say you're trying to balance on a balance beam, like how you do in gymnastics. Now, if you're trying to balance on that, you need to see how your head is moving relative to the rest of your body. And that's where the vestibular organs come into play. These organs in your inner ear tell you how you're moving horizontally, how your head is moving vertically, and gives you all of that information. And it sends it directly through the brain to through nerves. And this is how the brain is able to process this later in the steps of the human balance system. Okay, now is the cool part. It's how your brain processes all of this information. Now first, how does information get from all these organs and all these senses to your brain? Well, that's all thanks to the nervous system and nerves. Nerves are special cells in your body that are able to transmit electrical signals through them and able to connect other cells and other parts of the body. And that's how your brain is able to get information from all the way from your fingertips to your eyes to even your legs and even the things from the vestibular system. And that's how nerves work, and that's how the brain is able to get all this information. Now that all goes straight to the brain stem, which is kind of the relay station for all these nerves. And it's able to come here and it's able to give it to different parts of the brain. And this is where all the information from the senses comes. And when it comes to the balance system, this is very, very important. This is a very crucial part in how we're able to balance. Now it goes to the cerebral cortex. And the cerebral cortex is basically the part of your brain that responds to higher level cognitive functions, meaning emotions. And when it comes to balancing, it comes to motor functions. And most importantly, sensory perception. This basically means that how your five senses are able to tell your brain all of these things, and the cerebral cortex interprets that. For example, your eyes tell you where you're standing on a balance beam, for example, when you're trying to balance on it. And all of these sensory inputs from the vestibular system and even from the proprioceptive, all of these systems come together right here in the cerebral cortex, and it's able to make decisions based on that. Then we have the cerebellum. The cerebellum is also very, very important for balancing, and it determines how your body should move in case of balancing, and also for equilibrium and standing upright. And the cerebellum plays a very, very important role in that. So those are all the brain functions that go on after these sensory inputs come in. Now, what about the outputs? What happens after that, and how are you able to balance on, say, a balance beam? There are many outputs from what your brain decides, and these outputs and inputs cycle together, which make up the human balance system. Now, one of these outputs is motor impulses to your eyes. Your eyes move very, very slightly, and sometimes even very, very big when you're looking around. So, and very, very small when they're trying to make small adjustments in the color that you see and in different light situations. So these motor impulses to the eyes are very, very important in scouting the stuff around you. And next is the vestibulo-ocular reflex. And this reflex is very, very important. It stabilizes your eyes when your head is moving. And your eyes are able to stay stable because of the vestibular system and also the visual system that you have. The next is motor impulses to move your body for postural adjustments. This basically means when you're on a balance beam, for example, you move your feet in order to move forward, and you also move your arms to stabilize yourself. And that's all thanks to these motor impulses that come out from your brain. And that is how this entire system works. There we go. This is the human balance system outlined right here. And this is really, really cool because there are different parts of your body, even things that you might not notice, like the vestibular system. Not many people know about that. But hopefully after this episode, you've taken away something new about how you're able to balance. Just like the Aura Farming Boat Kid, who's able to balance on his boat. You can also try balancing out at home. And you also do balancing on a daily basis, from getting up to even walking around. That's all thanks to your balance system and all the things that go on inside of your brain that help you walk, that help you talk, that help you do pretty much everything. All right, let's review what we learned in this episode of Spectacular Science. In this episode, we learned that the human balance system is made up of different things, including the visual system, the proprioceptive, vestibular, and different parts of your brain that work together in order to help you balance. And these motor outputs come out of your brain from the cerebral cortex, the cerebellum, and the brainstem, and all these nerves are able to communicate with different parts of your body thanks to your nervous system, which is made up of your brain, your spinal cord, and all the nerves in your body. These special nerve cells are able to send signals and information to your brain in order for your brain to process and make all these outputs. For example, helping you balance on a balance beam, or even helping you balance while you're dancing on the front of a boat. All right, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Spectacular Science. Spectacular Science, produced and hosted by me, Akshay Ramar. Theme song, this music art by Trent Ramachandran. Please visit my podcast website, spectacularsci.com, to find interactive activities, articles, and blog posts. That's spectacularsci.com. Do you have a science question you answer on a Spectacular Science episode and get a special shout-out? We've grabbed an adult and head over to spectacularsci.com/contact. There you can find a contact form. You can send me your amazing science questions. You can also tag me on Instagram at SpectacularSciPod. That's at SpectacularSciPod. Thank you so much. Don't forget to buy your Spectacular Science merch at shop.spectacularsci.com. You can get hoodies, t-shirts, mugs, and more. That's shop.spectacularsci.com. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast if you're listening right now. It really encourages me, and you'll be updated on all the new episodes. So go ahead and subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening to this episode, and we'll see you on the next episode of Spectacular Science. Keep thinking about science.